This is Jean Marie Laskus with the podcast Cement City. So there's this election coming up, a big one, and one guy's been indicted. People are talking voter fraud. Democracy itself is on the line. Sound familiar? Well, this isn't that election. This one is in Denora, Pennsylvania, a dying town in the middle of nowhere, where I bought a house and stayed for 3 years. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Now the KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas City meteorologist Ronnell Williams. Good morning, Ronnell.
Hey, good morning, Steve and Ted. How are you guys doing?
Doing great.
Oh, Friday-rific.
Yeah, had great.
Yep, you know what? Yeah, about to head into the weekend. And, you know, I think I mentioned yesterday, our road to the weekend, not really bumpy, you know, since earlier this week. So it looks like it's going to be smooth sailing into Saturday and Sunday. We have a pretty nice weekend ahead, especially because it's going to feel a lot more like fall, at least by the end of the weekend. So before that happens, we have a couple more warm days out there, today and tomorrow. 87 degrees for a high today. During our Friday afternoon, mostly sunny skies, and winds are going to continue to stay light. They'll be out of the south at 5 to 15 miles an hour. Clear skies tonight, light winds, low of 58. Cool start for early risers, but not too chilly out there. And then 90 degrees for our Saturday afternoon, so actually a few degrees warmer, just before a front starts to move in. Mostly sunny to partly cloudy skies. The south breeze is going to pick up a little bit more too at 10 to 20 miles an hour. Now, at the end of the weekend, Sunday, front dives farther south, clearing Wichita, dropping us down to a high of 78 degrees under a partly cloudy sky. Winds are going to be gusty, too, after that front rolls through. And then early next week, even cooler, 68 degrees for a high. On Monday, only a 10% chance of rain. We'll likely continue to stay dry with fair skies. Tuesday, 65 degrees. Now, after Tuesday, here's where we'll start to warm back up a little bit. Wednesday, still pleasant, though, high 70 degrees. And then next Thursday, 78 degrees. So getting closer to those 80s, but still not all that bad. At least we won't be in the 90s, like how we're expected to get up to 90 tomorrow. Right now, we're at 58 degrees, light south wind at 8 miles an hour, and sky's still looking pretty clear at the moment.
Well, normally this time of the year, you look at temperatures highs in the mid-70s, so a few of those days were right on the mark that you just talked about.
Yeah, real quick, Steve, Ted, if we're expecting, you know, cooler afternoons, that means we're expecting some cooler mornings, too. So be ready to experience some chilly starts to our days by the time we get into next week. Just be prepared for that.
All right. Thank you, Ronnell. That's the KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Ronnell Williams. Ted, the point I was wanting to make is, tonight, there's high school football all over the area.
Yeah, week six.
And it should be a beautiful evening.
Yeah, it'll be great. Just perfect night for high school football tonight.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Yesterday's high temperature in Wichita was a warm 88 degrees. As I said, normal high 74. Textron Aviation Machinists resuming contract talks yesterday with the company, trying to get over that strike here in Wichita as we go toward the end of the third week. Next week to start the fourth, and I would imagine some of those folks were ready to go back to work. What do you think, Ted? I've never been on strike, so I don't know what that's like.
Well, when the paycheck's not coming in,
it's going to be a little rough.
Yeah.
All right, this is the 11th day of October, and it was on this date in 2017, the Boy Scouts of America announced that it would admit girls into the Cub Scouts starting the following year and establish a new program for older girls based on the Boy Scout curriculum. So big changes in the Boy Scouts. That was in 2017.
Has that solved everything? I don't know. I haven't heard anything.
Had the local Boy Scout leader on, what, a couple of months ago.
Mm-hmm.
And basically not much change.
Oh, okay.
And, you know, it's just everybody's, and it's, scouting is scouting. There's a lot of great things in scouting if you can get involved in it. What's happening in Wichita this weekend? Well, let's check in with Jamel Holoperic and visitwichita.com.
Hey, guys. Hope you're having a great Friday morning. Yes, we made it to Friday. You got to love that. And we're into October, so we have a lot going on. We have Dracula, a comedy of terrors. This is at Roxy's downtown Friday and Saturday. There are different times you can choose from. It's hilarious new comedy. You can have food and drinks. And you know what? October, it's all about Halloween, right? So there are many Halloween events that you can find on our website that'll be happening all month. But again, this is Dracula, a comedy of terrors at Roxy's downtown this weekend. And then we have Credit Union of America Skate Fest. This is going to be so fun from 10 to 2 on Saturday. This is really exciting. Okay, so Visit Wichita is partnering with Big Brothers Big Sisters, U.S. Figure Skating, Credit Union of America, because we want Wichitans to get pumped about ice skating. And so it is a learn to skate for free clinic. And you could bring maybe your child or your girlfriend, your boyfriend, your parent, whomever. Come down to the Wichita Ice Center from 10 to 2. You need to register, and you can do that at our website. You can be all skill levels. If you've never had ice skates on, don't worry about it. You'll be fine. You'll also get to meet and skate with 2022 Olympian Caitlin Hawaiik. She'll be there talking about skating and showing you some moves. So it's fun. There'll be snacks. Remember, it's free. That's Saturday, 10 to 2. And then also, it's Hispanic Heritage Month, and this continues with Fiesta Nomar. This is Saturday from 11 o'clock in the morning to 11 o'clock at night. Festivities with food, music, art tents, you name it. It'll be at Nomar Plaza near 21st and Broadway. So a lot going on in Wichita this weekend. A lot of fun. Just go to visitwichita.com to find out all the information. Have a great day, guys.
Let's go ahead and do some sports this morning. Why not? It's with Ted Woodward.
Let's go to the Major League Baseball playoffs. Game 4 last night in Kansas City of the series between the Royals and the top team in the league, the New York Yankees. The Royals had to win to keep their season alive. Once again, it just did not materialize. The Royals' offense just barely scraping by and pitching good enough, but not enough runs. The Yankees won the game 3-1, and the Yankees win the series 3-1. Of course, some post-game analysis from Denny Matthews. You heard the Royals game on 97.5 and 1240 KFH.
The Royals just simply, over the last, let's say, dozen, 14 games at home, just so much trouble just putting any kind of offense together and scoring runs, and so it was in this, what was a two-game series with the Yankees here at Kauffman Stadium. And boy, you score just one run, it's pretty difficult to win a game.
Three runs in the last 36 innings here.
Ooh.
And the Royals for most of the season were the one of the best teams in the American League scoring at home. And they just got into a...
This is Jean Marie Laskus with the podcast Cement City. So there's this election coming up, a big one, and one guy's been indicted. People are talking voter fraud. Democracy itself is on the line. Sound familiar? Well, this isn't that election. This one is in Denora, Pennsylvania, a dying town in the middle of nowhere, where I bought a house and stayed for 3 years. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Funk.
Yeah. In fact, great season for the Royals. Best season in the last 9 years. They made it to the second round of the playoffs. Gosh, they lost their last 9 home games. Couldn't win at home at the end.
Collapse.
Did not win a home game after September 8th. More than a month.
Nice.
And in fact, in their last 7 home games, they scored a total of 7 runs. And as Denny said, score one run, you can't win a game. It's not going to win, scoring one run a game. All right, good year for the Royals, but they take their exit as the Yankees will play for the American League pennant. All right, let's go over to football. We have some teams that aren't playing this weekend. The Kansas City Chiefs, number one team in the league, undefeated. They have a bye this week, so the Chiefs have a week off. But we will still have our Friday morning visit with Mitch Holtis, play-by-play voice of the Chiefs, less than an hour from now, 8:12 this morning.
Good.
Discuss the season so far and look ahead on the bye week. Mitch at 8:12 this morning, right here with Steve and Ted. The Jayhawks do not play this week. KU has the week off. 23rd ranked Friends, 22nd ranked Southwestern. They're both undefeated. They both have the week off. They'll be playing each other next weekend, so that's a big one coming up next week. All right, who is playing? Well, how about Kansas State? K-State ranked 18th in the nation on the road at Colorado late tomorrow night. Colorado, undefeated in the conference, undefeated at home, under head coach Deion Sanders. Of course, the last time K-State went on the road in the conference, they laid an egg at BYU, so K-State wants to fix that. So here's the crux, Steve. K-State is in the top 10 in the nation in rushing. Colorado's in the top 10 in the nation in passing.
Whoa.
Mm.
Interesting.
Yeah, we'll see what happens in Boulder tomorrow night, and you got to stay up late. K-State is a 3.5-point favorite on the road. Live coverage of K-State football at 7 o'clock tomorrow night. The game kicks off at 9:15 p.m. in Boulder. Woo! Listen live late night tomorrow on 97.5 and 1240 KFH to the Wildcats. And they'll preview that one tonight, the weekly edition of the Chris Kleiman Show with the K-State football coach. That'll be at 7 o'clock tonight on KFH to preview that one with Coach Kleiman. All right, Division II, fourth-ranked Pittsburgh State. The Gorillas are 4-1. They're on the road at Nebraska Kearney tomorrow afternoon. Emporia State is ranked 18th in the nation with a record of 5-1. On the road, going over to Joplin for a road game at Missouri Southern tomorrow afternoon for Emporia State. JUCO football, ranked matchup, 13th-ranked Butler Community College visiting 15th-ranked Highland. Dennis Higgins will have live coverage of the Butler Grizzlies at 12:30 tomorrow afternoon. Listen live to that on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. The number one team in the nation is Hutchinson Community College. Blue Dragons are 5-0. They're on the road at Independence tomorrow afternoon. Week 6 for high school football here in the state of Kansas. Good matchups. The premier matchup, Wichita Northwest at Manhattan. They're both 5-0.
There you go.
Big Week 6 matchup there. You've also got Marion at 4-1, hosting undefeated Mound Ridge. You've got Hutchinson Central Christian hosting Attica Argonia. They're both 4-1. Week 6 in high school football. It is a home weekend for Shocker Volleyball. Wichita State home at Coke Arena for two matches. 7 o'clock tonight against first place South Florida. 1 o'clock Sunday afternoon against Florida Atlantic. Shocker Volleyball at home for two matches this weekend at Coke Arena. Speaking of college volleyball, 8th-ranked Kansas wins again. The Jayhawks with a sweep on the road at West Virginia last night, 3-0. Jayhawks are 13-1 overall, 4-0 in the conference. And one of the big stars for KU last night was the freshman from McPherson, Ryan Swanson. She had a dozen kills in her first start of the season for the 8th-ranked Jayhawks. How about that? College volleyball action. Good stuff. All right, that is sports with Steve and Ted. Don't forget our visit, Friday morning live visit with the play-by-play voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holtis. That'll be at 8:12 this morning. Be here for that.
Now 7:23, keep it here for a house call for help. School can be a stressful time for young kids. That's coming up with Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS.
I'm Jean Marie Laskus. I'm a journalist. I spent my career helping Americans understand the lives of other Americans. Coal miners, gun shop clerks, staffers in the White House mailroom. In my new podcast, Cement City, I tell the story of an entire town. A dying town that you have absolutely no reason to care about. But trust me, you will. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.